Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, finishing up a Monday. We'll get to a little OTD in a second. Paul, what's an autograph from Spencer Rattler costing us these days?
It's a bunch, and I got a phone call this weekend from our friend Joe Rocco at Rock's Dugout, who said a friend called him from Chicago this past week, which was home to the sports card collectors convention for the big one, the yearly one. And
right. Okay.
Spencer Rattler was signing autographs. At the
now, for those of you that don't know, this is the quarterback at the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah, he's just going to be a junior. I mean, it's not like, you know, he's a college student. $125 a pop, my friend. Signing autographs, 125 smacks.
Hmm. Yeah, is right.
You know, we don't know where this is headed. I thought I knew. But I'm figuring out, I don't know where this is headed. This is going to go places that I never thought it would go. Now, is his autograph worth $125? In the world of sports collectibles, no, it's not. It might be at that moment when you get it and the satisfaction of having it. But will it have value? No, it could be easily a $3 autograph 5 years from now.
Yeah. And by the way, Spencer Rattler, only a sophomore.
Oh, sophomore. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, only a sophomore playing his second year. His upside is solid. He's a really nice player.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of his because I watched QB1 on Netflix. And he's a jerk.
Yeah, well, I know of the show. I mean, what's your conclusion?
My conclusion is that I'm not sure that he has those things that are needed for friendships and loyalty. He is, at least on this show, and this is as a high schooler. We all know how high schoolers are. High schoolers can be in front of a camera. Yeah. But he was not my favorite person, I'll put it that way.
Well, okay. I mean,
let's
not hold that against someone. I hear what you're saying. I mean, God forbid that we were ever held up to the standards of us, of who we were in high school, for goodness sakes.
Oh, well, that is a good point, because I'm not sure I want to be. Now, you were that perfect angel. Your mom told
hardly.
Me. Your mom told me that.
Hardly.
But I don't want to be held up for what I did in high school. You know, there's things I did my mom still doesn't know about.
That's probably where it needs to stay.
Well, I think so.
Because, believe it or not, there were things that your mom did that her parents didn't know about, too.
That perfect
believe
angel,
it or not.
Are you kidding me?
I'm pretty positive that's the way it is.
Nah, not my mother.
By the way, Spencer Rattler only had a 172.6 rating last year. Got better as the season went along.
Mm-hmm.
Threw for over 3,000 yards, 28 touchdowns. Four or seven interceptions. I think he's going to be a really nice player. And it'll be interesting to see, to your point, what kind of leader he is.
That was an
program.
That was an interesting high school football program out of the Phoenix, Arizona area. I can't remember the exact high school, but their backup quarterback signed with USC.
Yeah.
How's that for talent on a football team?
Their backup quarterback.
their backup quarterback, who backed up Spencer Rattler, signed with USC. You think there's a little talent on that football team?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Well, good stuff. All right, let's get to a little OTD, shall we? It is On This Day in Sports History, brought to you by our friends from Superior Rents. Superior Rents, your equipment rental headquarters. It is August 2nd, and it happened on this day in sports. And we've got a good Kansas connection to OTD today, starting with, in 1907, the big train started down the tracks. Walter Johnson of the Washington Senators pitching his first game as a pro at the age of 19.
Really?
A complete game, 3-2 loss to the Detroit Tigers.
I would.
One of only two pitchers in Major League history to win more than 400 games.
Isn't that something? That is an amazing. Mm-hmm. And just think, over 100 years ago, that is just simply amazing.
1907.
Oh, my goodness.
What is that, 114 years
yeah.
ago?
Mm-hmm.
God. 1921, a jury in Chicago acquits the 8 Chicago White Sox accused in the so-called Black Sox scandal. The bribery scandal, all players banned for life, including Shoeless Joe Jackson, which is said to have elicited the question from a small youngster, or actually a statement, say it ain't so, Joe.
Isn't that something? Boy.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Should Joe Jackson be in the Hall of Fame?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of people that think that.
I think he should, Paul.
I think there's
really
a lot
do.
Of people that agree with us. I really do. But I do. Yes, I do.
I really do. It was a different day, a different age, and I understand the whole gambling, the scourge of gambling, but, man.
Well, look at his stats. His stats while
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, did that look like he was throwing a game to you?
What did he hit? He hit better than 300 for the World Series,
well, that's
right?
Not bad the last time I checked.
No, you're right. Happened on this day in 1921. So that's, 100 years ago, Paul,
yeah.
right to the day.
Right.
How about that? 1973, guy named George Brett, you might have heard of him.
Have.
Got his first major league hit for the Kansas City Royals in a 3-1 win over the Chicago White Sox. Would only end up winning batting titles in 3 different decades, the only player to ever do so. Collect over 3,000 hits. And be the Royals' only National Hall of Famer.
There you go.
How about that?
I think that's interesting.
Can't go wrong with a little George Brett, can
you? No, you can't.
No. 1993, Peter Angelos bought the Baltimore Orioles for 173 million scoots, as Paul likes to call them, dollars for everyone else. 173 million, Paul. It was nearly 50 million more than anybody had ever paid for a baseball franchise.
I think it might have
probably
been a good bargain, though.
$1.43 billion today.
Yeah.
That's what the Baltimore Orioles are now worth. 173 million then probably shook up a lot of people, but now that same franchise worth $1.43 billion. And by the way, happy birthday today on this day, 1932 in El Dorado, Arkansas. Lamar Hunt of Kansas City Chiefs fame was born.
Soccer Hall
OTD.
Of Famer.
There you go. What?
Soccer Hall of Famer.
He is a Soccer Hall of Famer. You're
it's
right.
The 9th annual Shriner Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.